Thought you were part of the plan, but you're toxic. Always getting in the way, catch someone I can't stand. It's obnoxious. I was wrong when I thought you were part of the plan.
Now you're not shit.
Ain't got a hand on the wheel. I thought it that makes me nauseous.
Welcome to TSB Ghosts in the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. You may tweet at one of those Twitter handles if you would like to give us your movie suggestions. That is coming up in about a month or so, your movie. You can also join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. If you would like to get in there, you can give us movie suggestions, list ideas for the sports podcast. You can BS with us about sports. You can cry about stuff in there. That's becoming a thing. You're welcome.
Yay.
Gay.
Gay. And you know, you can also be a toxic male in there. It's, you know,
that's
toxic,
right.
toxic masculinity alive and well in our Discord. Yeah. So get in there, Sports Brewery and Discord. It's a good time. Our Twitch is twitch.tv/TSBpod. You can now become a subscriber to that. So get on there, subscribe, follow if you don't want to subscribe. But yeah, subscribing is really the best thing you could do. Just because I'm saying so. So go ahead, create a Twitch thing, subscribe. It's nice for us. I'll just say that. How about that? And if you miss those streams, you may watch them on YouTube. I post everything on YouTube. Ski did a new card segment, posted it on there, and all that good stuff. So yeah, check that out. And
oh, nice.
So our movie this week is Ski's movie. Mm-hmm. And
I was feeling very patriotic this week.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. El Presidente's parade.
I mean, I was thinking. Go ahead, Katie.
I honestly thought that was a joke until like 10 days ago.
The parade? Yeah.
Yeah. I literally was like, yeah, okay, libs. Funny joke.
Ha ha, he's Kim Jong Il. he's Putin.
Yeah, it's real. It's,
no,
real.
It's actually happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We went
through all that stuff about, like, you know, cutting government funding and being efficient with our money, and then we're doing this. Okay. Okay.
But my thing is, since today is Sunday and it happened yesterday on Saturday,
of course,
did anybody watch it?
Oh, of, like, course. No, I watched.
Do you think
the
people
whole thing.
Tuned into like C-SPAN to watch a military parade?
Well, I did. Yeah, because,
well, I know you did.
Because I'm a real American.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm.
Fight for the rights of every man.
The R in redhead.
Not every man.
Stands for racist.
Every, yeah, man. Every man.
Every legal man. I mean, let's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You. This guy gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this podcast is all about. Listeners, you should know that by now for sure. Imagine the Hot Shots movie podcast being the first episode of this anybody has ever listened to. Imagine that. And
well, see, King, to your question, you didn't need to watch the parade. Just watch Hot Shots. I think it'll probably go very, yeah, similar to how, yeah, this movie is.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And so this is Ski's movie, as I mentioned. Also, way back when, Hot Shots Part 2 was also Ski's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as a refresher, we graded it out of 5. And do either of you remember what you gave it, off chance? Because I
Not
wrote
at
it
all.
Down.
Just... I'm going to say a 2.2.
Okay. What do you think you gave it, Ski?
I'm going to say a 2.5, at least.
Okay, Ski, you gave it a 1.5.
Oh, nice.
King, yeah. You and I each gave it a 1.
I thought the chicken. And
yeah,
the chicken,
they didn't have the fucking chicken.
That's why I thought I gave it an extra point more. My bad.
It is truly a terrible, terrible movie. And I think I remember our take on the second one being, God, I thought some of the bits that I remembered from Hot Shots were in this movie. I thought they were the second one, but no, they were all the first. Like every single funny thing we remembered was actually in the first. So, huh. So you said the only reason you gave it a 1.5 ski is because of Bridges.
Oh, yeah. Fucking elite.
Lloyd still, Bridges is the
still
only
elite.
You gave it a 1.5 even. If it didn't have Lloyd Bridges, it would have been worse. Probably like a
point. I think I'm going to be probably somewhere around there again here.
Are Lloyd you? Bridges. Interesting.
Still, Lloyd Bridges still elite.
Oh, yes. The take on Lloyd Bridges is right on point for sure. I thought you were saying the score. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it'll be close there, maybe.
We'll see. Stay tuned. All right. This movie, Hot Shots, it came out in 1991. It is currently on Hulu if you haven't watched it yet. It has an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.7 on IMDb, and a 61 on Metacritic. Stars Charlie Sheen as Topper Harley, Cary Elwes as Kent Gregory, Valeria Golino as Ramada Thompson. Valeria Golino. Yes. 90s kids remember Valeria Golino very, very well. Because she, like, in that 90s era, remember that was like when Catherine Zeta-Jones first jumped on the scene, too? And she was in Zorro, so we all thought she was like Latina or something like that, even though she was actually like from Wales or whatever. But yeah, so it was the combination of those two.
Yeah, isn't she like Persian? Like in her, like
Galeno?
Her lineage, no, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like her, yeah. I think she's like Persian, but yeah, her family's from the UK somewhere, Wales, one or the other.
Yeah. Let's see. Lloyd Bridges stars as Admiral Benson. Kevin Dunn as Lieutenant Commander Block. John Cryer plays Washout. William O'Leary plays Dead Meat, and Christy Swanson plays.
Oh my girl,
Colossal.
Christy. Oh. 90s Christy.
What
2020s Christy. Eh,
what was so that much. What was that other movie with Christy Swanson and Charlie Sheen where there's
Chase.
A scene? Chase.
Yeah. Christy was fantastic in the 90s.
When I knew I was straight, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
You figure it out around this era. I mean, again, Valeria Golino as well. Like, this is when stuff started to click. You know what I mean? Like, so a funny scene in this movie with Christy Swanson where the drill sergeant is like
sucking that gut,
sucking that chest. Sucking that chest, Major, or whatever. And like, if I don't see you shaved clean next time I see you, you're going to give me 30 push-ups or whatever. That's funny. That's funny. Funny joke. Let's see. Movie written by Jim Abrams and Pat Proft. Like, kind of legends, both of them. I think that's safe to say. Proft wrote and created Police Academy, Naked Gun, High School High, Scary Movie 3, 4, and 5. And Abrams wrote Mafia and Airplane, also directed this movie, along with Airplane Mafia and Top Secret. He is part of the team with the Zucker Brothers. And so they are Zucker Brothers, famous for coming up with pretty much every spoof movie in the history of spoof movies that's ever been good. I think we
can, I,
probably
can I do a confession?
Sure.
I've never seen Airplane.
Interesting.
I know what it is. I've seen like four or five famous lines a million times.
Yeah, Airplane might be
your dad did that. I was dragging Bill Walton up the court, but you know the sweating.
Great,
you know,
yeah,
like I know it, but I've never seen it.
It's upper echelon spoof movie.
Yeah,
I believe it. I believe it.
I mean the times too, because it was because I think it was mid '80s, maybe early '80s. Can't remember the exact date, but
I think it was 70s, wasn't it? Airplane?
Can't remember. I don't know. But like there was like a black guy trying to talk to the stewardess and she couldn't understand him. And some old white lady comes and says, "Don't worry, I speak jive," and starts talking to the guy. So that sets the era this movie was made.
So
but it is hilarious nonetheless.
So funny. And by the way, this on the heels of us learning that there's going to be a Spaceballs 2, not learning about it, but like seeing the first trailer of it this week and all of the things coming out, and Mel Brooks is going to be in it. 98-year-old Mel Brooks going to be in Spaceballs 2. A king, I think you might be the only one on Earth who is not on board with Spaceballs 2. It sounds like
it's not going to be.
I have a feeling it'll be bad, but
it's going to be bad.
It'll be nostalgic. Maybe. Rick Moranis will be in it, so yeah, I will.
Rick Moranis, like dusting off Rick Moranis, his first acting job in like decades is going to be Spaceballs 2.
Like Rick Moranis, yeah. The last time I saw him, it was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 2. Like. It's
Honey,
been a minute for that.
Honey, I Shrunk
again. You're right. Yes. Again. Come on.
Fucking, like, get a divorce from this guy. Keep shrinking the fucking kids.
Jesus.
He is putting your children in danger. Yeah. Would you, like, honestly, somebody take these kids away from this guy.
That ant scene in the first one. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What a scene.
Scary.
Have you watched that movie in a while? So I watched it with the 13-year-old, and it legitimately holds up.
Okay.
It's actually still good. I'm surprised how many movies still hold up. Like
I haven't seen it in forever. I feel like the ant talks like an orca in it. Yeah. Is that wrong?
Hawks or an orca?
Like it just goes.
Oh, talks. Oh no, it's like it's like a clicking sound. Yeah. Yeah. No, like Back to the Future still holds up. Jurassic Park still holds up. Like I'm just Indiana Jones still holds up. I'm rolling through some classics.
Killing Nazis always holds.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, not so much now.
Remember, if you see a Nazi, you punch a Nazi. Indiana Jones taught us that.
Or you give
them a high paying government official.
You elect them. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, no, I mean, one of us, if we were to see a Nazi, this is what I'm saying. It's, anyway,
I don't know. Their mustaches are kind of cool, if I gotta be honest.
I mean, Jordan liked him a lot.
Yeah.
Say, yeah. Jordan.
I'm a big Charlie Chaplin guy. Yeah. I don't understand what you're
talking
about.
Three people in the world: Hitler, Jordan, Charlie Chaplin.
let's see. This movie, again, came out in 1991, had a budget of $26 million, made $181.1. That's a lot of money in 1991. Jesus. This was a banger. I think the world was sort of ready for another movie like this, because I think there had been spoofs, but this came out before the Naked Gun movies, and so it was sort of like the beginning of an era.
Naked Gun had to come out before.
The first one definitely did, because Reggie Jackson was an angel.
Yeah.
Did this movie come out during like the first Iraq War?
Yes. Because you drop the bomb on Saddam at the end. So
was this like our like rebelling in a weird way, or we were so young, like we didn't have political whims back then?
See, I feel that'd be like Desert Storm 2 is where we start making fun. Desert Storm 1, we're like, oh, this is serious.
Probably, yeah, you're probably
Desert right. Storm 2, that was like part duh. That's what
that was part two. That's shooting like chicken arrows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Naked Gun, the first one, came out in 1988. Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear, came out in 1991. And then 33 and a third, The Final Insult. And then we're about to get the new Naked Gun, which I have heard from like podcasters who were able to watch it. They said it was really funny. So we'll see.
Still weird, because that movie was driven by Leslie Nielsen.
Of course.
And apparently he was asked, you know, because he did all the airplane movies and stuff. He was asked to be in this. And he said he didn't want to, like, do spoof movies anymore. And then went on to do, like, five.
To do all of the Naked Gun movies.
The rest of it, Mafia and stuff.
Yeah, Mafia. Like,
if Leslie Nielsen, because he was supposed to play Lloyd Bridges' character, right? That was.
Yeah.
I think he just would have stolen the show. I mean, even Bridges is great, but he does it. I would not subtly, but he doesn't overshadow the rest of this.
I think, and it's one of those deals in Hollywood where it really worked out, where somebody passed on it, and Lloyd Bridges jumping into that part. Like, Lloyd Bridges was in Airplane, but he hadn't really done a lot of comedy stuff. Hadn't really done a lot of like spoof stuff. You hadn't really truly seen this side of him before this movie. And fuck if he isn't brilliant in this one and the second one. Like, no, he doesn't necessarily steal the show because I think there's so much other stuff going on, but fuck, he's funny. Like every scene he's in, I'll say that every scene he's in, he steals the scene. Yeah. Yes. Like the fucking, the napkin through the ears, like the, and this is like, we talked about that with the second one too. How every, there's like a joke every second in this movie, the second one, whereas the second one, it was like they, most of them fell flat and they were trying way too hard and it just didn't work. This one, everything hit, like, and it was, and it was, again, I don't think
it was as rapid fire as the second.
I don't know that there are many movies that really do that in the history of movies where they're, every single thing has a joke in it. And it's like, it's written lines, it's like visual gags, it's everything. And if you, like, if you don't pay attention for 10 seconds, you're going to miss three jokes is basically what I'm saying. And it's like a relentless barrage of jokes.
Yeah. But does this movie get the bump for, because it was spoofing Top Gun? Does, because that movie was better than the second one was spoofing Rambo and other like Stallone level movies. The fact that this was spoofing like an actual, like, really, I mean, let's be real. Rambo's a great movie. Not winning Best Picture.
You think Rambo's a great movie. The rest of society, not necessarily.
Oh, they made like 10 of them. They have to be good. Still making them, pretty
they're
sure.
They're still making them. Yeah. 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 Still making Naked Gun movies, you know,
2025.
They're still making everything. Yes, I think so.
Because it kept the story was very similar to Top Gun.
Followed Top Gun. No,
yeah, where the second one was not anywhere near a Rambo storyline, really. So,
well, like, what is a Rambo storyline? Well,
depends which movie you're looking at. You send him into the jungle. You send him into the woods of Oregon.
So, to your point, I think not a lot of people saw Rambo. Like, not as many people saw Rambo as saw Top Gun. Yeah. Like, everybody saw Top Gun. Only people who could see R-rated movies saw Rambo, and they really, really have to like super violent movies to want to go see Rambo. So yes. And this played to a way broader audience. And so, you know, and Charlie Sheen in 1991. And I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but I think
also
it being a spoof of Top Gun for the most part definitely helped it.
Also, yeah, the Rambo movies came out in like the mid 80s. That's a little bit of a gap between Part Duh and the Rambo movies.
Yeah. Yeah. When did Top Gun come out?
Late 80s, too.
It's like 88, 89 or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah,
couple years after Top Gun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it is, and it really hits it right off the bat and just follows it through too with like the gags on the aircraft carrier. It's essentially the same opening scene as Top Gun on the aircraft carrier with jets taking off, but they throw in like the visual gags of guys playing catch with a football. One of them jumps off the side. There's a leaf blower blowing leaves off the top of it. There's guys doing like synchronized dance moves while they're directing the planes and shit like that.
I couldn't tell in this movie what was a real plane and what was prop planes. They all just looked shitty. like what? There had to be real planes in this. I'm pretty sure there was. I couldn't tell the difference.
It took me 3/4 of the movie to recognize that all the planes said the Navy.
The Navy. The side. Yeah, the Navy.
I literally like it went way over my head. And then I was like, oh, shit, that's funny. That's funny. It's probably been like that the whole movie, huh? Yeah. All right. And how about the bad guy characters at the end of the movie with like the names of them? Italy.
I think they actually threw in, I don't know if it was Dances with Wolves or like Last of the Mohicans, the whole like Native American
thing. Yes.
When they're speaking whatever made up Native American language is, it's ridiculous. Yes. They're just saying, yes. I think they're just saying like Canadian cities, like
totally random thrown yeah. together.
Like Manitoba.
Yeah. No, cause that's what the pilots were doing too. Like the racist named pilots. That's what they were doing too. They were just saying random ass words.
Shish kebab.
That were other languages and they weren't necessarily Middle Eastern languages. They were like across the board, random ass words. So I did write down some of their names in case you forgot. There was baklava. There was pita. There was hummus. There was couscous. There was kebab and baba ganoush.
Yeah. They got them all. They somehow did it. They got them all.
So fucking dumb.
I've heard baba ganoush in like 10 to 12 racist ways to say it. I don't have any idea what baba ganoush is.
Yeah, it's like a dessert, right?
I have no idea.
I thought it was...
You should Google it right
like
now.
Like a falafel, you know, made of like whatever beans that they make it out of.
I mean, kind of everything, right? It's all garbanzo beans, right? Isn't that the thing? Yeah. Baba ganoush, let's have it, Ski. I'm a virgin. I'm just not very good at it.
It does look like hummus. Yuck. Yep. Yeah, be racist.
Oh, finally, chop roasted eggplant, olive oil, lemon juice in various seasons with tahini.
Listen, so
eggplant mush.
Listen. So, being racist, not good, not funny. Having a racism, it'd be kind of funny. Baba ganoush, be racism. Be a racism on that, because that shit looks like shit. That looks terrible.
Yeah,
make gross. Fun of it. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll accept that one.
Just because it's a bad food. Not necessarily because terrible. It's from a certain place.
Yeah, it just looks terrible.
It's got a weird name and it's bad food.
Looks eggplant.
Eggplant, yeah. Mashed up eggplant.
Not necessarily.
In our culture, that's just an emoji.
It is now, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's eating eggplant.
What do you guys do with an elephant with three balls? You walk him and pitch to the rhino.
That's right. You walk and pitch to the rhino.
That's such a good joke. That's such a good joke. Like, there were many times in this movie where I just fucking guffawed, you know? Like, I just, like, it's so fucking dumb. But god damn it, it's... You really got to shut your brain off for movies like
this.
And
really, what is the difference between this and the second one?
The second one wasn't funny.
It was very dumb, but this is very dumb. Yeah, but this is funny. It wasn't necessarily funny.
I think it was funny.
Yeah. I haven't seen this first one. I've seen Hot Shots Part Deux, I feel like, 5 times before I had seen this one again. So it's been
a
while.
That's
crazy. That's insane.
Yeah.
So I had... I think it was just one of those where I thought I was watching the first one and I was still watching Hot Shots.
You did it again and again.
I did it again. I was just like, I don't watch Hot Shots. What is... There's the chicken's back. Fuck.
Fuck, I did it again. Well, fuck it. I'm committed. Now I got to watch the whole thing.
They have, you know, there's like 5 people in both of them. So, you know, you get caught up every now and
then. Ryan Stiles in both of them. Yeah. We talked about him in the last one too.
But, I like the
cameo of Barkley and Lambeer in this one too. Yeah. When there was the bar fight, Barkley and Lambeer, gotta love that. Okay, what were you gonna say?
I said I had high hopes for this one. So I was like, maybe this will be smarter and better than the second one. To me, it was damn near the same. It was just I don't think it was as rapid fire of nonsense at you. It actually had some like take your breath, here's like an actual scene for a minute or two, and then into more insanity. So I guess better in a sense with that.
I think the gags in this were better. I think the running gag with dead meat, I think that was funny, where like, gosh, like when he was walking out with his wife and they started learning about all the, honey, your life insurance papers came in. I need you to sign them.
Nah.
He's like, oh, this pen doesn't work. I'll do it when I get back. Like, hey, babe, you know that thing, global warming we've been hearing about? I fixed it. I'm going to write up my full report as soon as I land. Like, that shit's funny. Like, the washout stuff I thought was funny for a while. The John Cryer stuff.
Cryer shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, totally ridiculous.
Not funny. Thing. But Dead Meat, hey, second movie we've seen Dead Meat in. He was in Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, right?
Played the straight edge guy in Bull Durham as well.
Yeah. He got married in that movie to Tom Lennon's, like, real life wife.
The hooer in the Bull
the
Durham?
Hooer. That's hooer. Right. Yes.
Can one of you explain the running gag of people sitting on the dog?
The chihuahua?
Yeah. What is the gag of that?
I don't know. I imagine it's just one of the writers who just thought it was funny and was like,
he probably
just
has a little shitheel fucking chihuahua that he always like sneaks up right where he's trying to sit down.
We should put this in the movie.
They did it
over
like
and
10
over.
10 times.
They did. Yes.
I was just
did.
Like, my God.
No, I can't explain it.
All right. So it wasn't something like that was in pop culture.
Not that I can remember. I mean, there was the Taco Bell dog at the time, but I don't think it's referring to that at all.
It didn't say Yo Kiro.
It sure didn't. Sure
didn't. That dog got deported the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that dog's no está aquí.
Está muy mal. Muy mal ilegal.
Yeah.
Hey, es esto.
Es esto. Yo soy Dora.
I will say
backpack,
I think
backpack.
Swiper, no swiping.
I actually liked Sheen's character and Sheen himself more in the second movie.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're
it's
crazy.
Insane.
I didn't, no way.
I thought Sheen was not that good in this.
He was terrible in the second one.
He was on so much cocaine in the second one, it was awesome.
You are forgetting how fucking bad the second one is and how much we hated the second one. Like,
well,
revisionist history on Hot Shots Part 2, my guy. That movie sucks.
Part 2 is bad.
Yes.
This movie was shot. Sheen had no idea what cocaine was. He was all straight laced, and then he got into cocaine and made Part 2. Then he
you
was
really
better.
Believe that?
Yeah, I was gonna say
1991.
No.
Come on, he had done Young Guns and shit. Like, that dude knew what cocaine was. Chuck Sheen was on some cocaine at the
him
time.
And him and fucking Emilio for sure.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the beginning was bad. I don't think any of the bits hit for me, and then anything that was the flashback with his dad and Ryan Stiles, I thought was just stupid.
Very stupid. Yeah.
But like everything else was like, oh, all right. You know, I get it. You know, that's kind of funny here. A little bit funny here. That was just peak.
Yeah.
Just over the top dumbness.
Yeah. No, I agree. There, not everything lands in this movie for sure. I think for me, most of it does. And I think it has to do with what you said earlier. I think it's because it's a spoof of Top Gun. And I think Top Gun's references and the way they were able to play into those, like Cary Elwes playing like the Iceman character and like going into the house and taking away the it's not a cloche, but whatever the fuck it was, like the thing and that shit's like the petty shit that was in Top Gun versus what they did in this movie, I thought was funny. The sex scene that they had is super, while it's dumb, it is dumb. It's super memorable. Like the olive in the belly button, popping it out and she catches it in her mouth, cooking bacon, eggs and hash browns on her stomach is fucking dumb, but it's funny. Like, I think it's funny. And I especially thought it was funny. Like when I was a kid in the '90s watching this.
Yeah. I did read apparently that olive scene, not movie magic. They actually,
by the way, you could tell too. They did a shot from far back where they did that shit. Valeria Golino, superstar. That's like stomach gymnastics, my guy. So, yeah.
Man,
I can take this $2,500 and blow it all on a hat. That shit.
Oh, I just. Oh, that's so
funny.
Nice of you. After I just won
this three million dollar lottery. Yeah. So good. Oh, so good, so good, so good. Okay, so it's almost time to grade this. Do you guys have any other final thoughts?
No, it's a spoof movie can only be so good in my eyes. And this movie was not.
Okay. All right. Well, it's your movie, so
yep.
You got to grade it first. What are we going to do it out of?
I think 5 out of this week.
Cinco?
Yes.
By the way, yeah. When we did part two, it was back when we were still grading and like coming up with things to like do the points out of, where it was like do like 1.5 star or 1.5 like ear flaps out of 5 or something like that. I don't remember. I'm just throwing something random out there, but yeah. Like 1.5 olive pits out of 5 or something like that.
Yeah. All right. So you said I gave this a 1.5 for the second one, right?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going right back there. I'm going 1.5 again. I did not think this movie was that if better than the second one. I thought they were equal in my eyes.
I can't believe that.
They're equally bad.
The second one is so bad. It is
so bad.
It is
terrible.
So much worse than this. And
I'm going to have to go rewatch the second one for like the 10th time now.
It's like one of the worst graded movies we have watched.
I gave a movie a negative, so I don't think.
No, I have to. No, I know. I'm with you. I said one of.
Yeah.
To be fair. All right, King, you want to go first or me?
I'll go 2.25.
Okay.
It was a fine rewatch. Much better than part two, and I retract my rating from part two from 3 years ago or whatever. That one stunk.
Did you laugh at all during this? Like a little chuckle or anything?
Yeah, little guttural chuckle a few times.
I did.
I mean, it's not showtime at the Apollo on my couch. I'm just telling you.
Well, and we had already, we knew all the bits. Like, we knew the jokes already, too. That doesn't help.
But... they didn't shoot the fucking chicken, goddammit.
Yeah. I am going to give this a 3.25.
Jesus!
I like this movie. I thought it holds up. I think if I ever were to watch it again, I probably wouldn't think it's that funny. Because, again, I know all the bits at this point. So, I don't know. But again, I forgot some of it. I enjoyed it, and remembering that Valeria Golino was hot in 1991 was nice.
I didn't hear you saying this when we watched Biodome when you chose that. I mean, same in my eyes.
Boy, that movie.
Same.
Wow.
Same.
Wow.
That's how there's a good metric for you. That's how I thought this movie was rewatching Biodome.